Good morning and praise the Lord.
Good morning.
Let us open our Bible and read Psalms chapter 1. Psalms chapter 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law that he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Yes, O God, truly, Lord, there is no lack of good thing to those who obey you, and blessed are those who trust in you. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us now give thanks to God for all the things that we receive from him. Thank you, Lord, for all your goodness, faithfulness, and your loving kindness to us that give us faith on you, trust you, to rely on you, and to see your power in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for the lives you entrusted to us to enter through the narrow gate and to continue to go and walk in the narrow way that you ordained for us to walk through. Lord, we thank you for opening our eyes to see the beauty of your holiness, for the discipline, for your blood that shed on the cross, for the forgiveness of our sins, for the provision, for the rebuke through your word, for all answered prayers, and for every trial that we pass through. Lord, we thank you for the whole week you sustain us, for the miracles and wonders that you did, for our food, the good health, the strength, and for the healing. Lord, we magnify you and exalt you in our midst in the name of Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. Lord, cleanse us by your blood. Lord, we repent and renounce our stubbornness, greediness, love of money, lust of eyes, worldliness, pride, self-righteousness, selfishness, anger, etc. We commit our lives into your hand to please you and honor you in the name of Jesus. Let us pray now for our personal petitions and requests. Lord, we trust you that as we obey you, then you will answer our prayers and provide for us in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents and pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray that every family will shine so others will start to seek you and obey you by their good example and deeds. We pray to protect each family and provide their needs. We pray for every husband to give them wisdom, how to execute your plan and will to their families. We pray for every husband. We pray, Lord, for the good health, strength, stable job, and income to sustain their families. We pray for the wives to be submissive to their godly husband, to help them in their lives and ministries. We pray for the parents to be of one mind, to honor you by disciplining their children, and to impart to them your word. Lord, we pray for the children to fear you and obey their godly parents and honor them, so they will prosper and live a long life, for this is your command to them. Lord, we pray for each family to reach other families around them in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we praise you and thank you for our jobs as a source of living to sustain us. Lord, we commit ourselves once again to obey our earthly masters, for we are serving you and promoting you in our lives through our faith, accompanied with good deeds. Lord, bless the places that we are working and the works of our hands. Lord, give them more incomes so we can receive our salaries on time. Lord, use our jobs to train us to be more like you in characters for the people to see you in our lives. Lord, help us that our light shine before the people who are working with us, that they may see our good works and glorify you, God, our Father in heaven. Lord, we commit ourselves to bring to you our tithes, offerings, vows, and first fruits. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray that you help them in the trials that they are passing through in their lives. Lord, give them wisdom and solution in every circumstance that they are in to continue to live in obedience to you and have faith on your word. Provide job to those jobless and healing for the sick and solution to those in troubles in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, and those whom we are meeting in the street, in the market, in our accommodations, and in our working places to be saved. Lord, we ask you to be with us in every preaching of your word to them. Lord, put words in our mouth to evangelize, to teach, and to admonish them. Lord, open their hearts and minds to believe in you and obey your word that we are giving to them in the name of Jesus. Yes. Let us now pray for the UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Lord, thank you for all the places to allow the church to expand, and we ask you to meet all the needs of the church in those places. Lord, we pray for more people to be saved on all those countries. We pray for to bless those countries so we also be blessed. Lord, we commit ourselves to obey their rules and regulations. Lord, protect all the church congregations and workers and empower us with the Holy Spirit to reach new people to preach the gospel to them. Lord, reveal yourself to them and speak to them in vision and dreams. Lord, bring them at your feet and teach them to live according to your laws and precepts. Let us now pray for the church and for all the ministers of the church. Pray more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted. Pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourselves to serve God. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregations in other places in the world. Lord, bless the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming ministry, watchmen ministry, the publication, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husbands, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, we pray for humility in leading the ministry you called your church to do and to serve others. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication and peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, empower your church to be the light to teach the way of yours to the lost souls. Lord, we pray that your church will be a noble vessel to bring the salvation of Jesus to the world. Lord, sanctify and anoint all your servants all over the world who faithfully serve you. Lord, we commit ourselves to go and evangelize to the new places that you are leading to us to go. We pray for more souls to be saved. Lord, we commit ourselves to walk with you, that the fruit of the Holy Spirit will manifest on us, the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, give us the gifts of healing, gift of faith, gift of discernment, gift of prophecy, teaching, pastoring, evangelism, and the rest of the gifts that we need for reaching the lost and further extension of the church. Lord, we pray for our service today. Lord, bless our prayers, our songs, our giving, and bless your message to us. Lord, anoint the speaker and speak to us through your word to apply in our lives and to be transformed in your likeness. Lord, give us obedient heart to always abide in whatever commands we receive from you, and to do always your very will in our lives. Lord, do miracles and wonders as we worship you today. And any works of the devil, Lord, we rebuke in the name of Jesus. Let us, Lord, our Sabbath day will be holy, O God, and victorious by your name. Heal the people, Lord, set them free from their bandages and save them. May your name will be glorified and exalted in our gathering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and sing praises unto him.
Yeah. praises of all the glory and adoration that we offer you today. We will reach your throne and we can face you face to face. Hallelujah. Yes, O Lord Jesus, thank you for what you have done in our lives, and we continue to give thanks unto you, O God. Forever and ever, you are God, you are Lord, you are Master and King, who deserves all our praises and the honor that you deserve. May we be given unto you. Hallelujah. Give thanks to the Lord.
Good.
faithfully, Lord, you even demonstrate your wonders and miracles in our lives. Thank you, Father. Thank you for all the things you have done in our lives. We give you praise. For all the things that yet you will be doing, we give you thanks, O Lord, for we know everything will work together for good to those who love you and whom you have called according to your purpose. Thank you, O God.
Right.
And your ways are better than our ways. Thank you, Lord God, for the peace that is in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let us now collect our tithes, offering, and first fruit to God. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 9 to 10 to 12. Bring ye all tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Lord, I thank you and praise you for these resources, the temporal blessing entrusted to us, that all we have is comes from you. Lord, we come by faith that we, as we give what is due for you, you fulfill your promises to us to open the windows of heaven and rebuke the devourer in our lives, to prove to the nations around us that we are blessed by you. Lord, I pray for this money to bless and expound your kingdom, to help and reach the lost and needy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Praise God. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to be in the house of God. Amen.
Amen.
Let's open our Bible to the book of James. Book of James, chapter 1. And verse 2 to verse 4, the value of trials in our lives. James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but that patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Lord, thank you for your word that teach us and guide us, that help us to understand your ways and your will in our lives, oh God. I pray that the message will be clear to us, to guide us in this life, to continue to serve you, to persevere, to continue to do what is right and correct until you come and take us. I pray that the message will bring corrections and guidance and convict us to repent of sins, convict your church and your people. We pray that people will raise up to serve you, O God, in spite of all the trials. I pray for more people to be filled with the Holy Spirit, more people to commit their lives in ways to serve you and live the plan and your will in their life. I pray for fruit, O God. I pray that the purpose of sending this word to your church shall be fulfilled, and you receive the glory and honor. And what my lips, O God, say, as I come to deliver the message, O God, speak to us and guide us, transform us with your word. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. No one is happy or would be happy if he would pass through trials, because trials, it means pain and suffering. But what Apostle James said here, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Why to consider it all joy in passing through trials? Because through trials, God is achieving to us good things. And as the following, God through trials is achieving for us good things. Number one, We may come to know God through trials. Man used to live and grow up depending on himself and on other people who are around him and in his atmosphere. Even when he faces problems, he is depending on himself and on the people around him to solve those problems. But the time will come, and God will allow that a hard trial and certain problem will pass through the person's life, and that he will try his best and will use all what is in his hand to solve it, but all that will not be effective in solving it. Then this is the time man will realize his inadequacy and inability to manage his life depending on himself or on others. Then this is the time he will search and turn toward God and toward the cross of Jesus and will give his life and surrender it to God. Man will do that when trials knock him down. The birth process is painful, and when a pregnant woman going to labor, it is painful also to be born again from God, or born again is painful moment when man passes through hard trials and painful experiences, when he comes to realize that he needs God to help him to pass it through. And then this is the moment that he will invite Jesus into his life and will be born again by the Spirit of God. We have number two. We draw near to God through trials, trusting God alone. Even to us who are born again, trials will help us to draw near to God and become closer unto him. Trials teach us to trust more in God and in his mighty power. The word of God tells us the following in the Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. They say, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Even to us who trust God, we may still rely on certain resources or things that God have given to us. Or we might be still relying on certain friends or figures who are near to us and who show interest in our affairs. We may get deviated and put our trust on such things. Therefore, through trials, God will show us that even those good resources that we have and are from God, and even those good people who want to help, they cannot. Therefore, we really need to rely fully on God. Trials teach us to fully trust God and not to rely on our minds set up the way we think and our own understanding. And we have number three. Trials teach us to pray and fast. We as a Christians used to pray, but trials teach us to pray more, to pray persistently, continually, to pray earnestly, to kneel down and to shed tears at Jesus' feet and cry unto God. Trials teach us to humble down. And when we face the trials, we fast. Humbling ourselves before God through prayer and fasting, asking him to intervene and solve the problem and stop the threats that is advancing toward us. Number four, try us, help us to repent. When we face trials, some of them are to lead us to repentance. Some of them are due to the consequences of our sins. Book of Jeremiah, chapter 25, verse 5. Jeremiah 25, verse 5. Your iniquities have taken away these things, and your sins have withholding good things from you. Some trials are due to God's discipline to correct us and bring us into the right way. Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 7 and 8. Hebrews 12, verse 7 and 8. If thou endure chastening, God dealing with thee as with sons, for what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastard and not sons. Therefore, God will allow trials and will use them as discipline for us and a rebuke to bring us to repentance and back to God. The Lord will also allow that we will carry the consequences of our sins, and that is painful, but that would give us clear decision and a clear mind not to repeat that again. Number five, trials show us the glory of God and the power of God Almighty. As what Jesus said to Martha before he raised up her brother Lazarus from death, for she was thinking that his body already had a smell. John chapter 11, verse 40. John chapter 11, verse 40. John 11, 40. Jesus said unto her, say I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? And truly Jesus proceeded and raised him from death. In the trials, God will deal with our problems in certain ways that are beyond our imagination and what we think of. For example, when the people of God were advancing toward the Red Sea, fleeing from the army of Pharaoh, that they were in between two problems: how to cross the Red Sea and how to escape the army of Pharaoh. The people were afraid, but Moses encouraged them. Exodus chapter 14. Exodus chapter 14, verse 13 and verse 14. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. We are also now encouraged with the word of God that the Lord will help us. Amen. That the Lord will help us and will fight for us our battle. It would never in the people's minds or understanding that God would divide the Red Sea and the people would cross on a dry land and walls of water on their both sides. How the people pass through the Red Sea on the dry ground, the Lord allowed a strong wind to pass over to divide the water and turn it into dry land. Book of Exodus, chapter 14 and verse 21 to verse 25. Exodus chapter 14, verse 21 to verse 25. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. It came to pass that in the morning watch the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, that they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians." God can turn the trials that you are passing through and change its course for your behalf in a way beyond your understanding and beyond your imagination. God brought a strong east wind on them, which divided the Red Sea and made them move forward, escaping the army of Pharaoh. They had previously two problems, the Red Sea and the army of Pharaoh. And God sent them a third problem, which was the wind that solved the first two problems. Certain times, you are already in certain troubles, but God will come and allow another problem that will solve the rest of your problems, as he did here. Not only that, but he will turn the battle for you and gives you great victory over your enemy as you trust him, as he did with the Israelites. As we continue to read in Exodus chapter 14, verse 26 to verse 28, and the Lord said unto Moses, "Stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and upon their horsemen." And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it. And the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea, and the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. God's ways are not man's ways, and his thoughts are different than our thoughts, as he said in Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 8 and 9. Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Let us continue to meditate to find out why it is a real joy to pass through various trials, and how trials and problems can be a source of a blessing to you. Number 6. Through trials we learn to trust God and to trust His word and His promises in the Bible. When Jesus was tempted, the devil asked Him in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 3. And when the tempter came to Him, He said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Jesus at that time was hungry, and He can change the stone to bread. But this is not what God had ordained and provided for us in His word. Jesus would disobey God if He would do that. But He trusted God and trusted His word that the Lord will provide. Hallelujah. For him to live. And that's why He answered the devil with the following. Matthew 4 verse 4. But He answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Trials would teach us that in time of need and trouble, we don't need to steal, cheat, or tell lies in order for us to live. But the trials would teach us to trust God and His word in the Bible, that He will provide for us and will help us and sustain us. Trials would teach us that in time of need and trouble, we don't need to steal, cheat, or tell lies in order for us to live. But the trials would teach us to trust God and His word in the Bible, that He will provide for us and will help us and sustain us. Number 7, through trials, our faith in God and on His promises increases and well established. Certain trials require from us certain impossible, extraordinary things to do or achieve in order for us to obey God's word and His commands. When God called Abraham to offer to Him His son, His one and only son Isaac, Abraham obeyed God because he trusted God's word and a promise up to the point that God can raise Isaac from the dead. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 17 to verse 19. You say, By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. When Abraham went on to offer his son Isaac asked him in Genesis chapter 22 and verse 7 and 8. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father, and he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood, But where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them, together. That shows that Abraham had full trust in God's promises. And that trial or test confirmed to Abraham that God is faithful and all his promises are true. Trials and tests that God would allow to pass in our lives will confirm to us that God is true to all his promises, and it encourages us to follow our God and walk in all his ways, trusting all his promises that he will provide for us after we obey him to live the life that he wants us to live. As God provided for Abraham, and he provided for him the ram for a sacrifice, the Lord gave us Jesus to save us from sins, and in him we have eternal life. Number 8, trials, this our faith. Certain people, they worship God as long as he is giving them material things. But the same people may go away from God when trials or troubles come to their lives. God will correct the faith of those people through trials. Through trials, God will teach us that we ought to worship him, not only during the good circumstances, but he wants us to continue to worship him and serve him even in times of troubles. Job, when he was afflicted by devil and lost his children, his belongings, and even his health, his wife told him, the following in Job chapter 2. Job chapter 2 and verse 9. Then said his wife unto him, Dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. But he answered her and rebuked her as the following. Job chapter 2 verse 10. But he said unto her, Thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? And all this did not Job sin with his lips. God allowed the trials to bring us to the sound faith that it says in Philippians chapter 1 verse 29. God allowed trials to bring us to the sound faith. Philippians chapter 1 verse 29. For unto you it is given in behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. Trials teach us that as Christ suffered and died on the cross to save us from our sins, we too live our lives and suffer for him in order that his love will reach others and God save. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 15. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Number 8. Trials teach us to persevere and to have patience. James chapter 1 verse 3. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Trials are the painful and the difficult times that we may pass through. But in trials, God would impart to us certain things that we would not have or receive without trials. Thus teach us to be more patient and persevering to keep our achievements to the responsibilities that God ordained and entrusted to us. Easy to achieve if we don't have trials, but more difficult to persevere in keeping same level of achievements and commitments in trials. In trials, God is developing in us patience and perseverance. And God would allow certain trials and hardships to continue in our lives till we achieve and maintain that patience and perseverance that God wants to see in our lives. Number 10, trials bring us to maturity. James chapter 1 verse 4, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Trials will teach us and develop in us new beautiful things and more fruits of the Holy Spirit. Trials, it shows that God would use not the strong points that we have, but God will use our weak points. Trial will teach us that there is nothing impossible with God. Trials would perfect us and make us lack nothing. Trials that God will allow all of us to pass through will teach us to have more experience and to be more trained and equipped to handle and carry different challenges and hardships. Trials are equipping factor for us for the future, as God will help us to pass one hurdle that will be a good asset for us to face further challenges in the future. Through trials, God will correct and strengthen our attitudes and characters and help us to be well trained to face different hardships and emergencies in the future. God, through trials, will teach us warfare and how to fight our enemy, the devil and all his demons, and be able to manage and handle his schemes. Number 11. God may disclose his good plan for you through trials. Certain times, you pass through displeasing and unwanted situations. You cannot even explain it or understand why you are passing through all that. But later on, when the trials are finished and you are standing on a firm ground, you look at the past and understand that without the trials that you have passed through, you will not be in the place that God wants you to be. Certain trials God allows in your life so that you will take a certain decision that will bring you where God wants you to be. My dear and beloved, the Lord Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Trials and troubles we cannot avoid. We have to pass through. They are part of God's calling for us. But we have the victory in Jesus. And what we have done and what he has done on the cross for us. We have the victory in Jesus and what he has done for us. We need to trust him fully and trust his word and walk in his ways. James chapter 1 verse 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, you shall receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to them that love him. There is a purpose for each and every trial that God would allow in our lives. We need to persevere and respond to them in the precise way that God wants us to behave, so that God's purpose in our lives would be achieved. Let's all stand and pray. Lord, we thank and we praise you. Would I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sin and rose from death to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your message and your word that clarify to us and answer a lot of our questions, that give us assurance and build in us the right way and impart to us clear understanding. Lord, strengthen us, help us to trust you more in times of trials, to persevere and to walk in your ways. Lord, that all the trials that we are passing through would equip us to do your will and achieve your purpose and your good plan in our life. Repent and renounce all your sins. Come to God in repentance. Confess and renounce your sins. Lord, I confess and renounce the following sins. Lord, pray to God. Tell him, Lord, help me in the trials that I am passing through. Lord, help my brothers and sisters. Help them, O God. Help them, Lord, to pass through the trials. Come to God, give your life to him, serve him. If you have trials, come to him to help you. If you want a prayer, come, pray for you. Come to God. Draw near to God, give your life for you to him. To come back to you, Lord, and we pray, Lord, that you help them in their trials and the hardship and the hard time that they are passing through, Lord. Lord, we pray that you use them, their life, to serve you wholeheartedly in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for us as church, you bless us through whatever trials and hardship. We trust you, Lord, as we obey you and continue the good plan that you have for us, that you will lead us victorious through these trials by the blood of Jesus that he shed on the cross for our sins. We pray in the name of Jesus, O God, we pray for a victory, O Lord. We pray that you refill us with the Holy Spirit and to give us the spiritual gifts that we need to go and evangelize and bring new souls into your kingdom, O God. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication and peace with implementing the whole will of God. Help us, Lord, to spread in other countries, other nations, other places, cities and towns and villages, O God. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.